Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This podcast has content that may not be appropriate for all audiences. You'll hear about some difficult subjects like drug abuse, domestic violence, suicidal thoughts, and sexual assault. Listener discretion is advised. Episode 9, Blackout. So here's the thing about family cycles. They're really hard to break. In my family, we've got quite a few. Addiction, violence, incarceration. At just 18 years old, I thought I could break the cycles by myself. I thought I could be the hero and save my family. I put my own dreams on hold, going to college, pursuing an acting career, to take care of my sisters. I got a job, I got an apartment, I thought I had it figured out. But it was a lot of pressure. All these unresolved things from my childhood, neglect, sexual abuse, resentment towards my mom, started bubbling up. I felt like I was in a pressure cooker. I needed to let off some steam. So I started partying hard. I was drinking, and then I was drinking more and more. I was blacking out almost every weekend. Then it wasn't just the weekends. I started using drugs, and when I used drugs, I realized I wouldn't black out as much. And then I was drinking more and more. And then things got really out of control. Sounds familiar, right? I'd spent years trying to be the opposite of my mom in basically every way. I wanted to be clean, calm, and in control, just like Mami Licha. But now, suddenly, I had a lot more in common with my mom than I cared to admit. You've heard a lot about my mom's struggles. In this episode, we're going to talk about my addiction. I'm Emmy, and this is Crumbs. It's a show about the things we settle for and the bits of ourselves that make us who we are. So, Mom, I want to start from the beginning. The first time I ever used drugs was when I was actually 15.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was the summer that I spent in Tijuana. You were doing the business with Letty and your friend from jail, and I was hanging out with her daughter, Jasmine. I mean, we had a lot of fun. We would go out.
Yeah, that was a really nice summer.
It was. So one day, you went back to the U.S. for something, and I was hanging out with Jasmine. At this point, I drank before. I had tried marijuana before. But then Jasmine and her boyfriend are doing something else. And I was curious, so I asked for some. And I think at first Jasmine was like, no, you shouldn't do that. But then her boyfriend was like, yeah, just, it's fine. It was crystal meth. And I snorted it. So it burned like hell going up my nose. I didn't like it. I felt very nervous and sweaty. My heart was racing. I'm more of a downer than an upper kind of person. Although I did love cocaine. This was different. Yeah, I didn't like it.
I can't believe that I missed all of that.
So let's fast forward a few years. I'm taking care of the girls while you're in prison. I'm working a lot. Mamalicha's not around as much. It was okay at first. Like, I had a job at the phone company. I was making good money. I got the girls into a routine. But then the stress got to me and I was mad because I had to put my life on hold to do your job.
Yeah. You had to take over. That's a lot.
So I was feeling very resentful and overwhelmed and started partying on weekends with my coworkers, which was really fun. I felt like I needed that distraction.
Yeah, just normal 18-year-old stuff.
Right, but then it escalates. I'm drinking, I'm using. And the girls, even though they lived a cushy lifestyle, like I'm putting them through the same things that you have in a different way, but I'm still putting them through like those situations.
The instability
of
chaos.
So like, who's going to watch my girls now so I can go party, right? Can my Mlicha watch them? Can my Nana watch them? Like, it was like that kind of thing. And so here starts this cycle for me of like being very similar to what you were doing, you know? And it's interesting because now as part of the service work that I do in recovery, I go around to different conferences and give talks about my disease to hundreds of people. And I'm super open about it. But for some reason, I have a hard time talking about it with you. And I'm not really sure why.
Yeah, that's funny because I'm an addict as well. But then again, I get it. I was like that with my mom as well.
I just think maybe, I don't know, maybe it could be pride. I spent so much of my life trying not to be like you. I wanted to be like Mamalicha. So just talking about this with you reminds me of how similar we are in that way.
I get it. And we don't have to talk about it.
I do want to talk about it with you. I think it's important to talk about these cycles. And also, since you were gone for most of it, like the girls, even Mamalicha, they all saw me in my addiction. But you never really did. Which is maybe why it's harder for me.
Yeah, I saw very little of you in your addiction. To me, you've always been so well composed. I've always had like the utmost respect for you, and that's never going to go away.
Thank you.
So if you want, let's talk about it. Tell me about your addiction.
Okay.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, smart metabolic burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on smart metabolic burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with smart metabolic burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Emmy drinking is not a nice person. I am obnoxious, belligerent, violent. I become a monster. If you invite me to your kid's party, I will get so drunk and black out and knock down the birthday cake because I thought it was funny to do that. Like, I did that. My own goddaughter's birthday party, I just like shove the cake on the floor. I was hanging out with one of my coworkers who was dating this guy who was connected to the drug dealers in TJ. And so we would go out a lot. We'd be going out three nights a week, all the free cocaine that I wanted. And that helped me not black out a little bit, but sometimes I would black out. I came out of a blackout once. I had disrespected one of the drug dealers. I think I grabbed his ass or something, and they took out an AK-47 pointed at my head and told my friend that they better get me out of there before they killed me. And so my friend was very upset and embarrassed that he was babysitting me. So he's like, he threw my car key and said, "Here, just get the fuck out of here." And I was parked in between two cars and I just like backed into a car. So I hit a parked car and then like they arrested me and I went to jail in Mexico. You know, this was pre-transition. So I was in the cell with all these men and there was like 10 of us there and it was cold and there were no blankets. It was just a concrete cell, like no toilet. It was just like a hole. Because I was a US citizen, they could call the consulate. I got arrested on a Friday night and they didn't call the consulate till Monday morning. And they don't feed you there. Like I was being fed by like my cellmates that were getting food from their families delivered. Like some guy had just murdered somebody in my cell. He was there.
Feeding you.
Probably. On Sunday morning, the nuns came with like buckets of hot chocolate and bread and were feeding us, which was nice. But yeah, I came out of that Mexico mess because of my grandparents, all three of them. They helped me. They were the ones who bailed me out. They were the ones who took me back to the court. They were the ones who found my car. And they were the ones who paid pretty much for everything. I was just so depressed. And I remember my Malicha was like, what's happening? Like, what is hurting you so deep inside? And I came clean about my sexual abuse to her. I'm not ready to go into details just yet, but growing up, I was sexually abused by people on both sides of my family. And mom, I told you this years later. But yeah, that's when I told Mami Licha.
And what did she say?
She was very heartbroken. This affected her a lot. Because she felt responsible. She felt like she failed me.
And I'm sure betrayed by him.
And I told her, like, I can't seem to be comfortable with myself because I don't like anybody touching me. And like my way of numbing myself was like with drugs and alcohol. And I never paid for my drugs. Like, I got them for free. So this was very hard on her. But like, I was so scared to like ruffle the family's feathers because I didn't want the family to get upset. So I asked my grandma not to do anything. And it was like, it was a hard time for me.
Yes, I'm sure she understood in some ways too, because of her own experience. Mami Licha, she started opening up to me, just telling me things about her life. The man that molested her was like way older than her. She was probably like 12. He was an older man, and I now know that he was her mother's boyfriend. And, you know, I guess what she was trying to tell me is that her mom knew about this abuse, you know? But back in those days, it was something that you don't talk about. You keep quiet. And I feel like she needed to get this out.
It's so crazy because, yeah, the traumas that we endure.
What about your Nana? Did you ever talk to her about that?
Yes. It was at the same time. I talked to both of them at the same time.
And what was her reaction?
I think for my Nana and Mami Licha, it helped explain why I was getting into trouble. And they felt compassion for me. So yeah, they bailed me out from my DUI in Mexico. And like, the girls are just like watching all of this unfold. So what do I do? Like, I sent Andrea on a cruise. I'm so sorry that this is happening. Go on a cruise. Oh, I'm so sorry that this is happening. Let me take you to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. I took Andrea and Daniela to Hawaii. And then I blacked out over there. Like, I remember like doing meth in Hawaii with like some random people and then fighting them. And then bringing them back to the hotel room where the girls were sleeping, that putting them in dangerous situations, you know? Like, that's when my disease like really, really was like bad. Like, I didn't care.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So all that structure that I had created for the girls when they first came to live with me was gone. I was a mess. And they didn't really want to be around me. They were around, what, like 16 and 12? They were sick of me. So they started doing their own thing, hanging out with their friends, not coming home. And that's when Andrea fell in love with Richie. So what happened is I was out the night before and I had just taken a shower and I was like, I felt like I needed a fix. And so I got like really high and then I hear a knock on the door. And I was like, who is it right now? Like, I just wanted to enjoy like my Coke. And my tia Chave walks in and I'm just like, oh God.
Of all people.
Like, cause you know, it was like a buzzkill.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells me, Andrea's pregnant. And I'm so coked out that I don't even have emotions. So I'm like, okay. And I just remember wanting her to leave because I was like so numb. And I was just like, okay, can we talk about this later? Like, I wanted to be alone. I was so in my own head and my addiction that I couldn't even think of taking care of Andrea for a second. I think Tia Chave could see that. And the next day, I felt so low, so bad about myself. That was another pattern. I get high and I act like someone I don't recognize. When I wake up and I hear about the terrible things that I do, I always want to kill myself. And so I'd end up in these 5150s. And I became a regular at the local psych ward.
Yeah, I get that. I've been there a few times myself.
And so the girls were living with me, but then they were hardly ever there because they didn't want to be around me. And they had already graduated high school. I tried to commit suicide. And the girls found me. They dragged me out of the house and they took me to Kaiser. And that's when my liver was shutting down. And the doctor says, you have like a lot of high levels of cocaine in your blood, plus everything you took. You're very lucky that you're not dead. And I was there for 7 days until my liver was in the clear. And then after that, they were going to discharge me. And then these EMTs walked in and took me to Sharp Mesa Vista, which is a psych ward. That was my last psych ward visit. And that's when the doctor that saw me at the psych ward 12-stepped me and he said, I don't think you have mental problems. I think that you have a problem with drugs and alcohol. So why don't you check out a 12-step program? Here's the number. I'm going to let you out of here. And that's when my journey into recovery started. You know, my life got good really fast. And then we do these steps in the program. And I was seeing some like really uncomfortable things about myself that I didn't like. Like, first of all, I had like a huge resentment towards women. I did not like women. You know, I felt like my aunts were always very mean. My role models weren't that great. And so I think I was starting to like uncover a little bit that one of the reasons why I didn't like women or why I resented women so much and why I was like so envious of them. And it got scary. And then, you know, we're working on my fourth step, which is about taking inventory of your life and the harm that you've caused to others. And I see like the names of the like people who had like molested me. And it was just like, it was so much. It was so intense. So I just like put that down because it was like really scary. And I didn't want anyone to ever know about this stuff. So I stopped doing the work and I stopped going to meetings and I got like comfortable. And then like I relapsed and I started drinking again. And then that just led into, you know, they say that this disease is progressive. And I truly believe that because I picked off like a lot worse than where I was. Like my relapse was really bad. So I was drinking again. I was doing drugs and pills. And I had scheduled like a LASIK appointment, but I forgot about it and went out drinking. And when I came to, like, I was like on my way to get LASIK with my grandparents. And I was so out of it. I was drunk. I was so drunk. Like coming out of a blackout and you're like in Mexico on your way to get LASIK. And I'm like, where are we? Well, you have your doctor's appointment. I don't know how that happened. It's all a blur to me. Insane. But I had the LASIK. Then I came home and I went blind for 28 days. And then I started drinking heavily again, blacking out. I got into a fight with this girl at a bar. And then that's when like my roommate sent me to rehab, right? I went to rehab with no intention of getting sober. And I've been sober ever since. I felt a lot of shame about my addiction that I think in some ways kind of came from Amelicha. Because she always talked about your addiction in such a judgmental way. And, you know, I always had that thought in my head that at least I'm not shooting up, right? That's my mom's thing.
Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, yeah, I lived that too. It's what happens. Recovery brings a lot of difficult stuff for us to process.
I was very proud and still am.
For so many years, I felt shame. Shame about what had happened to me. Shame about my family. And later, shame about my addiction. I still struggle to talk about it with my mom. My journey to recovery wasn't linear or easy. It rarely is. But it opened up so many new and amazing paths for me. Like learning how to have relationships that felt good. Learning how to forgive my family. And how to take ownership for my role and the damage I caused. And eventually, realizing who I really am as a person. So much of who I am today, I credit to my recovery journey. It helped me move through my past and build a future that is so much brighter and happier. And because of the work that we do in recovery, I was able to build a relationship with my mom. I can even talk about my addiction with her now, just like you heard. But I didn't just jump back into things. It took time to build what we have now and some major changes in our lives to make that happen. Next time on Crumbs.
Like, fuck. I can't do this anymore. I can't go on living like this.
So I picked up the phone during the meeting and I'm like, hello? And they said, you need to get to the hospital right now. Hey, listeners, there's a lot of difficult subjects that we cover in this show. If you're someone you know needs help, you can reach the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration hotline at 1-800-662-4357. They'll connect you with information and resources on treatment. There's also the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. Both are available 24/7. You don't have to be in crisis to reach out either. They're available for anyone who needs help. Crumbs is a Sonoro production in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Network and Trojan Horse. It's produced by Hannah Bottom and edited by Margaret Catcher, Rodrigo Crespo, and Alex Humero, with support from Elizabeth Schutzel. Original music by D. Peter Schmidt. And engineering by Carlos Magaña and Manuel Parra. Studio recording by JTB Recording and Podcasting Studio. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Vances for iHeart, Alex Fumero and Margaret Catcher for Trojan Horse, Camila Victoriano and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro, and me, Emmy Olea. Special thanks to Mariana Coronel Aguirre, and of course my mom, Hilda Gamboa. Listen to Crumbs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.